Matheson wants to protect water resources in the Salt Lake Valley and extend federal safeguards to nearly 25,000 additional acres of Wasatch Front Canyons. Recently, Republican lawmakers in the Utah delegation abandoned efforts that would allow construction of a ski lift system linking resorts in Park City to those in Big Cottonwood Canyon. Matheson says the introduction of his bill has little to do with what appears to be the end of ski link.
This doesn't really have anything to do specifically with whether a ski link bill is introduced or not, as much as it's important for us to secure this watershed in the face of what we all know is going to be huge population growth over the next several decades.
Matheson introduced a similar bill in the last Congress, and it did not receive a hearing in the House Resources Subcommittee on Environmental Regulations and Public Lands. The current version of the bill will likely have to move through that subcommittee on its path to the House floor, and that committee chairman is Utah Republican Rob Bishop. Matheson knows the odds of the bill progressing are slim.
Even if it doesn't move through Congress right away, I think it's an important piece of information, if you will, to influence how discussions about future Wasatch are going to take place.
The previous version of the bill was introduced in the last Congress, 9 months before the congressional session ended. The current legislation must be passed before the 113th Congress ends at the end of 2014. Terry Gilday, KUBR News.